I'm standing outside Erica Goodman's childhood home in Fort Ann. The Goodmans live on a stunning Adirondack foothill. The valley below is just starting to turn green, and the Green Mountains are hazy in the distance. Erica and Les show me the fields around their house. Right now, it's just grass and brush, but pretty soon, it'll be covered by towering hops.
And when I dream about it, I'm dreaming up names of different types of beer we'll be brewing based upon different types of family history that's involved.
Erica's 28. She grew up in Fort Ann and now lives in Washington, D.C. She's blonde, a runner, and a little taller than her dad, Les. Goodmans have been farming here since 1853. When Les was growing up, he and his three brothers learned dairying from their dad. They milked 300 cows. Les became an elementary school teacher, but helped his brothers with the farm for years. Now they're older, and they're ready to get out of the dairy business.
It's a lot of work being on a dairy farm. We used to start milking at 4 o'clock in the morning so that you could get done halfway decent time so you could spend some time with your family. You know, it's always a 12, 14-hour day.
The brothers don't want the next generation to work those same long hours. They've put the farm up for sale to fund their retirement. Erica works for the American Farmland Trust. She wasn't ready to let the long farming history go.
Knowing that the land was going to turn over and knowing that the idea was to sell, I thought about and talked a lot with my family of what are some opportunities to do and something that's less intensive than milking twice a day and having a dairy farm, but something that can keep the land active.
After a lot of research, Erica settled on hops. She'd noticed the rise of craft breweries. And last year, Governor Andrew Cuomo convened a wine, beer, and spirit summit supporting New York State-produced drinks and requiring New York-sourced ingredients.
Hops just seem to be the right fit for right now.
So Erica pitched the idea to her family. Here's Les.
Well, I didn't know what to think at first, but, you know, Erica's very persistent, too. You got to remember that. You would like a little bit of piece of heaven that's here, you know.
Erica and Les decided to try growing hops on half an acre right near the house. But they needed startup money. And Erica thought, why not crowdsourcing from the internet?
Having friends who've had, you know, CDs come out or books they put together and getting those requests from crowdfunding websites across the way, I thought it would be an interesting opportunity.
So she set up a site and made a video. Here's a clip.
Origin Hops at Good Manor Farm is a new farm venture rooted in a rich history of agriculture. I'm Erica Goodman, and this is my family. They have farmed in the same place for 160 years, most recently as a small-scale dairy operation. With your help, I can be the sixth generation to farm here.
Erica hoped to raise $10,000.
I kind of put the $10,000 down, knowing that the cost of really setting up a hop yard are pretty pricey from the start, and thinking this is going to be a tough goal to reach.
When I first interviewed Erica a few weeks ago, she'd raised $7,800. The campaign closed last week, and they'd surpassed their goal, capping in at $10,593. And they found a market. Adirondack Pub and Brewery in Lake George has agreed to buy their hops. A half acre doesn't sound like much, but hops grow up to 30 feet high, so this is a strong start.
It's been very exciting to see the support behind this, but it has also been a little terrifying to know that that rises your expectations, I think.
Oh, I'm always proud of her, but I'm also nervous. She knows I get nervous about stuff like this. And, you know, I could see her getting maybe a machine to make the pellets or to roast the hops. And you got to kind of go one step at a time.
For now, they're happy to keep working a portion of the land while the rest of the farm is up for sale.
Being able to preserve the family history and feel to have this be my contribution to the family and kind of what they've worked so hard for here for so many years and so many generations is that it might be scary, but it's definitely a risk that I'm ready to jump into and be a part of.
As the weather warms up, Erica will make more and more trips up from D.C. She and Les will be building trellises and planting hops. They'll harvest the plants next fall, and Good Manor Farm will move from milk to beer. For the Innovation Trail, I'm Sarah Harris.